where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Thankfully, no injuries were reported following a hit and run in Petrolia. Lambton OPPs say a 50-year-old Petrolia man allegedly crashed a black Mustang into a pickup truck Saturday night on Petrolia Line between Tank Street and First Avenue. The driver was arrested on Sunday and charged with dangerous operation and failing to remain at the scene. St. Clair Township is dealing with a couple of flooded roadways. Because of that, Stanley Line is closed from Kimball to Wabano Road. Pretty Road is also closed from Stanley to McCallum Line. Three emerging issues have been included in St. Clair Township's draft official plan, one of which covers requirements for wind and solar projects if they're approved. Some councillors questioned the recommendation, since St. Clair Township has specified they're an unwilling host to have wind turbines. NPG Planning Solutions President Mary Lou Tanner explains why they recommended the policy change.
The challenge all municipalities have is you cannot outright prohibit a land use. So what we have done is put in a list of criteria under which you'll assess green energy projects, and it requires a rezoning. So the decision rests with you. It's not an appealable decision. Nobody can go to the Ontario Land Tribunal on these types of applications.
Other topics in the plan include requirements for outdoor cannabis facilities and short-term vacation rentals. Final changes need to be made to the draft plan before it goes to council for approval. This year's first round of carbon rebates are scheduled to be paid out today, at least for those who filed their taxes by the middle of March. Those who filed after March 15th will see their first installment on May 15th, and if you haven't filed yet, it'll be June or July before you get your rebates. Starting today, you can see what outdoor fields, diamonds, and sports courts in Sarnia are available to book online. It's expected pickleball court times will book up fast because of the overwhelming interest, so a new online portal has been opened. More Strangway Center programming has also been added. The City of Sarnia's Recreation Superintendent Randy Shaw says with all of the interest from groups, the city wants to make sure court times remain available for the public.
During our open pickleball court times, Sunday through Saturday, we've allocated 12% for city programming, which is what we're talking about right now, 10% for association use, and 78% are available for public booking.
More information about pickleball courts and availability can be found on our website. And the first tornado to touch down in Canada this year happened in southwestern Ontario at Malden Center near Amherstburg. The Northern Tornadoes Project says an EF1 tornado ripped the roof off of a double-wide mobile home last month. The twister also ties the record for the earliest tornado ever recorded in Ontario. Another one in Clifford also touched down on March 16th, 8 years ago. Clear tonight with a low of 4. Tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 13. And Wednesday, showers with a high of 13. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.